Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This week on The Art of Improvement, I'll be talking to Kevin Miller, the CEO of TexasLending.com. TexasLending.com, a family-owned company focusing on the success of their customers in the ever-changing mortgage industry. If you are in the market to buy a house, even sell a house or refinance, you gotta listen. Our conversation with Kevin Miller is coming up next on The Art of Improvement. Hi, and thank you so much for joining The Art of Improvement. I'm very excited today. My guest is the CEO of TexasLending.com, Kevin Miller. Thanks, Kevin, for taking the time today.
Thank you, Karen.
Well, you know what? You're welcome. I am telling you that right now, the mortgage industry is a little crazy, and the housing and real estate industry is a little crazy. And I'm so glad that you could take a few minutes out of your day today so we can talk about this. TexasLending.com is a family-owned company focused on their customers. That's the big thing. The bigger thing is that the mortgage industry is a little bit crazy right now. I mean, maybe you can simplify it and say, tell us, why is it so crazy right now?
Well, I can simply say that at the end of last year, December 31st, you could find a 15-year mortgage rate at 1.75% at TexasLending.com. Now, that's much lower than many other companies were offering. But mortgage rates have now increased by over 2% in 3 months. So your mortgage rate was at 1.75% at TexasLending.com in the end of December. And now the industry is over 3.75%. So you have doubled the interest rates that people were paying for mortgages on houses in 3 months. And, you know, and so what's crazy about it, Karen, is that people say, well, I remember paying 18% in 1982. Well, the average home in 1982 is about $80,000 to $100,000. And now you have homes that the average sales price in this country is over $350,000. And the average new build that builders are building, the average sales price of a new built home is over $500,000 in this country. And so you have homes that have increased fivefold. And so you have to ask yourself the question, is 18% on $100,000, how does that compare to 5% on $500,000? So, you know, those are legitimate questions, and so there's so much that's not known yet because so much has happened so fast that mortgage companies are still trying to find their footing, and consumers are not only trying to find their footing, they're trying to buy a house. They're trying to find their footing on how much is gas going to cost, how much is food going to cost, how much are their clothes going to cost. And so there's so much in flux that it's putting a big it's causing big changes in the mortgage world.
Absolutely. So we are in Texas, and I want to talk about Texas a little bit before, you know, we talk about the entire country. But I mean, do we have guidelines in Texas that are different from other states, and why is this even an issue?
We have the biggest change in Texas, the biggest difference in Texas. And it's one of the reasons that Texas survived this 2008 financial crisis. You know, prior to 2008, every other state in the country was getting cash out loans to people at 100% of the value of their house. They're taking equity out at 125% of the value of the house. So when the market hit, the market crashed, people couldn't sell their house. They were upside down. Well, Texas has a law. It's part of the Constitution of Texas, actually. They voted it in 1997. The loans were first closed in 1998. And it's the Texas Equity Loan Law. And it limited the amount of cash that people can get out of their homes to 80% of the value of the house. And so when people were getting cash out in Texas, they were only maxing out their equity out at 80% of the value. So when the market got really bad, people in Texas could still sell their house. They could still get out from under it. And so equity continued to build here in Texas. Now, everyone's moving here. Not everyone, but it seems like everyone's moving to Texas. And so we have a lot of equity in our homes right now. Karen, in 2017, our average loan that we were locking at TexasLending.com was $170,000. That was the average loan size that we were locking in Texas for purchases, refinances altogether. Our average loan lock right now is over $270,000.
Wow.
And so homes values in this country in the last 2 years have risen by over $100,000. People have a lot of equity. And what makes Texas different is because of the equity loan law, because it's part of the Constitution of Texas, there are very strict regulations. There are very strict laws on what lenders can and cannot do, and they're different in Texas than in other states. And so it limits many companies from coming here to Texas and doing equity loans. And so that's one of the big differences is the equity loan law is different here. And in other states, you can get equity out on a VA loan. You can get equity out on an FHA loan.
Wow.
You can get equity out on a conventional loan. In Texas, you can only get equity out of your house on a conventional loan.
You
cannot. And the other one. So Texas rules are different. Companies come here, they mess them up, and if you mess them up, you're in big trouble. And so we've been doing them for over 20 years. I've been doing them since 1998. And our company, we have several hundred employees. We do more Texas equity loans here in Texas than pretty much anybody. And the average loan, this is interesting, the average equity loan that people take out, our average is 60% of the value of the property. So people are getting equity out and still have 40% equity in their house. They get out $100,000 and they still have, they owe $100,000. They get out $100,000, so now they have a $200,000 loan, and they still have an average of 40% equity in their house, which is helping people tremendously during this inflationary period when the, you know, hey, how am I going to afford gas and school for my kids, and how am I going to – well, our homes have a lot of equity in them. And so even though you're taking out money out of your house, some people still have $200,000, $300,000 equity in their house. And so they're not in a position where they're going to be upside down in their house. They have equity options. And so that's what's kind of going on right now is
yes.
People are saying, man, rates are higher, but rates are still in a position where if you look at the last 50 years, we still have – the rates have only been better in about 5 years over the last
– Right, right.
Last 50. So well, 4.5, that's horrible. Well, show me 10, show me 40 years where the rates were better than that.
I know. I totally hear you. And I freak out a little when I find people saying, oh my gosh, you know, 3% or 4%. And I'm like, look at the bigger picture.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And when it comes to buying a house or using a mortgage company, how do people know, especially first-time homebuyers, what they even need to know? I don't even know how to ask that, but, you know.
There's so much misinformation and old information, the information your grandparents told you, hey, you only refinance if you can save 1%, well, or 2% or more. Well, that's when homes were $60,000. You know, on an average loan of $370,000, you could save 0.5% on your rate. It's not really a great time for everyone to refinance. A lot of people have really low rates. But I'm just saying that there's a lot of information. At what time is it time to refinance? What is the down payment requirement? People hear, oh, it's 20% down. Well, a conventional loan for a first-time homebuyer, the minimum down payment is 3%. 3% down. And we say, well, these rates have gone up and home values have been rising 10 and 15% per year in Texas for the last several years. And so if you're paying 5% or 4%, but your home's going up 10%, you're still making money.
Yes.
As long as the homes are going up in value.
Yes.
There's so many people moving here. There's such a lack of that lack. The builders are having a hard time building them because so there's not enough homes for sale. So home values continue to rise as there's a demand for housing. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
And people say, well, rates are at 4.5. Well, your credit cards are at 20. That didn't stop you.
Exactly. If you've just now joined us, this is CEO Kevin Miller. He's the CEO of TexasLending.com. I'm serious. I only have a little bit of time and it kills me because there's a million questions that I need to ask you about this because yes, it does affect new homeowners, but it also affects people that didn't for some reason refinance to get the lower interest rates because interest rates really are still low, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, like I said, they were 18% this is an interesting thing and I don't know what's coming to our world, but I know this. Within every 3 year period, I'm not forecasting here. I'm giving a historical feedback to you. In every 3 years since 1982, within a 3 year period, mortgage rates have hit a new low. Within every 3 year period since 1982, now we just had the lowest interest rates we've ever seen. And when rates first hit 6%, I said, "What are the chances they're going to go to 5?" None. And then they hit 5. They say, "Oh, they're never going to hit 4." And then what do you think they're ever going to hit? So do I think that rates are going to go back down? I can't forecast the future. Mm-hmm. But and I wouldn't do that. I mean, there's so much inflation right now, but yeah, what do you do if you're out there looking for a house with what's going to happen with rates? Can't forecast all that. But with the minimum down payments being 3% for conventional, 3.5% out of pocket for an FHA loan, and you can even get gifts for these down payments from a relative. They can gift you the down payment.
Wow.
For both a conventional and an FHA loan. They can gift you. Hey, you can say my – and it has to be the right relative. It can't be a fifth cousin.
It needs right.
to be coming from an immediate family member of some sort, so a grandparent, a parent, a brother. Sister, these kind of things. So the gift money, they can gift you. Here, I got a gift from my relative, and you can use that for your down payment. That's how I bought my first home. My grandmother gave me a gift.
Nice.
For a down payment. And so, but you can get zero down on VA loans. There's rural loans called USDA loans. They're 100% financing with zero down. They all come with different rates and APRs. That's just showing you if you're trying to buy a home that the minimum down payment requirements that are out there. So there's a lot. Here's one thing you need to know is that TexasLending.com, over 4 years ago, I wanted to do it for many years. We created two teams. We have a team that does refinancing and home equity loans. And we have a team that only does home purchases. It's very important. Because if you're dealing with loan officers at a bank or somewhere else and they're doing purchases and refinances and home equity loans, a lot of time if you're trying to buy a home, the loan officer that can do the refinance is going to defer to the refinance or home equity because they close faster. They don't have to go find a home and get a contract and get a realtor. And so you get pushed to the curb. We started a team that only does home purchases and they're focused on getting you pre-approved with an underwriter. We get your loan fully pre-approved. With a pre-approval letter, free pre-approval letter, fully vetted income, fully vetted down payments. When you get a contract on a home, you can close in as fast as 10 days. Our team is focused, and we have over 24 loan officers that just do home purchases here. And they do all of Texas. They do their surrounding states in Texas. And they are focused on getting you pre-qualified, pre-approved, reading your contract, getting in. We have a realtor company as well that we refer your loans out. Not they're in San Antonio, they're in Corpus, they're in Tyler, they're in Waco, Dallas, Houston. We have realtors in all of the cities. We refer you to our realtor group. They give you a discount on their commission as a realtor. They give you a discount.
Amazing.
But not just with us. If you go to our realtor group, they give you a discount of their commission on any purchase you do on a whole new home build. It's not just us, but we refer you to them. When you get your contract, our team is focused on reading your contract and closing you as fast as they can, because that's all they do is purchases. They are fully invested in getting your loan closed. Very important to know. That's why our purchase team is growing. That's why we're expanding. That's why, you know, TexasLending.com is invested in you to make sure that your experience is great.
That is amazing. All of that is so amazing. And I keep on thinking to myself, do people on average, and this is a general question, know that you can actually choose where you can get your loan? Because a lot, I remember a zillion years ago when I first bought my house, I didn't know that.
And our rates are better than 95% of the market. We've always prided ourselves on having, during the refinance, but we had the lowest rates in Texas. The market's in flux right now. We don't know who has the lowest rates right now. Everything is changing so fast. It's very strange. Our intention is to have the best rate we can give you. We have provided so many services and invested in so much technology to make your experience so fast and efficient. We want to make sure that you're getting a great deal, closing fast with a company here in Texas and a realtor that we can refer you to. And our realtors, if you say, I want to buy something within 10 miles of where I live, you say, I want 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 3,000 square feet. As soon as a loan comes on the market, our realtor group, because of the data they've put in, sends you an email of a new home on the market. And you might get 3 or 4 of those a day. And then you can call the realtor up and say, okay, let's go look at this one.
Wow.
So it comes into your email in real time when it comes on the MLS.
Wow.
Our realtors will put your information in the system. Where, how much home do you want? How many acres? How many square feet of lot do you want? Do you want 3,500 square feet? What's your price limit? They put it all in, and as soon as a home comes on the market in your vicinity, within that 10 miles or 20 miles, or however far you want it to be, you will get emailed immediately.
Timing is so important right now. Timing is so important. And to have that service.
To have that pre-approval, that free pre-approval, you know, it's like a house hunting license. You know, it's like you have to have that paper that says, here's my approval.
Mm-hmm.
It's all set. And our realtors say yes. And these loan officers are closing 5 and 10 purchases a month on our team. And they are in touch with the realtors real time, all the time. And it's a seamless process to be able to work with our realtor team and our loan officers.
So what if I am in the market for a house, where do I go to get all of this information, Kevin?
Well, you can go online to TexasLending.com and give us your information. We'll call you back at the speed of light. As long as the speed of light's still moving, as long as electricity is moving at the speed of light, you send your application and the phone call immediately. We immediately contact you. Not only that, we text you. Hey, we know you might be busy. Is there a good time for us to call you back? When would you like to set a meeting up? At 11 o'clock? We're texting you real time, and you're setting up an appointment. You can go to TexasLending.com. You can also go to you can also call us. You can call us anytime. And here's something as a CEO, since we opened over 20 years ago, every time you call our company, a live person will answer.
Please don't lie to me. Please don't lie to me.
Every time you call our company, a live person will answer your phone call. If you call us at 2 in the morning, maybe you went out, you had some margaritas, you call us up. We understand. But a live person is going to answer your phone call. And after our service, even though it's a service, it's going to say, let me get your information. We'll have someone call you back.
Amazing.
Real time, that information comes to us, and we will set up a time to call you back.
That is amazing.
So that way, you're not just going into voicemail. You're not just saying, hey, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. You just say, hey, my name is this. This is my phone number. This is my email. Contact me. I'm ready to go.
That is amazing.
We'll sit down with you.
Kevin, why is it that choosing the right loan is so important? Why is it crucial to find the right loan?
Well, affordability is one. I mean, what is it going to be out of pocket for me? What is my payment going to be? Is my payment going to stay consistent? You know,
yes.
And so you need to know you have a loan that's going to be consistent for you. Your payment's not going to change on you. And you need to be in the program that's going to serve your long-term need. Is it a 15-year mortgage? Well, a 15-year mortgage has a 40% higher payment than a 30-year mortgage. Okay? You got to pay off that principal in half the time. The rates are better. You're paying less interest every month, but your payment's going to be 40% higher. You have a 20-year loan, a 25-year loan, a 30-year loan. You have these different options. It's all going to be able to fit into your budget. And I'm going to tell you this. A lot of people are out there trying to get the biggest house they can. You know, make sure you're affording a house that you can live, if you have a two-income household, live off of one of the incomes.
That is so smart.
You can always buy more home later. Make sure you don't just put all your money into a down payment. Put the minimum you need to in the house to get the rate you want. Because once you get in that house, you're going to want new carpet. You're going to want new drapes. You're going to want something. And you, if you, all your money's in your house poor. Make sure you keep, try to keep at least 6 to 12 months of living expenses in your bank account so that if you have to, if you lose your job, you can still pay for your house. I always try to give people the best philosophy. We're not buying a house. We're owning a home, and we're going to be in the home. A lot of people back prior to 2008, they just wanted to buy a house. It was like Barbie doll houses. We want to go buy a house. Here, look at my house. But then you got to live in it, and you got to be able to pay for it. It's not just, hey, look at this shiny object. So I want you to be able to live in your house. I want you to be able to afford it. You can always buy another home later. Hey, if your home goes up in value, you can sell it, get some equity out, and buy a bigger house later. But make sure you're affording it. You're not just you're not house poor.
Kevin, you have given us so much great information. Is this information or any information on your website also?
Yeah, we're rebuilding our website. It seems like every 3 years a new website has to be built. Ours is 4 years old now, so we're rebuilding. But you can get information on our website. You can go there. There's some good information on the homepage. We have some rates there for you. You can kind of get an idea where the market is. It's changing daily. And then you can get a little bit more information on the website. With you can run calculators and estimate your home payments, and it'll throw in some taxes and insurance estimates for you. And you can find out how much home you can afford.
And so when people, I know that a long time ago when I first got a house, they said, oh, you can borrow up to this much. People really, I know you've already answered this question, but people really need to think about exactly what you said. Today, you may be able to afford this, but how long are you going to be in the house and stuff like that? You have to think about all those things.
Well, I can tell you that 80% of the days of this year, their mortgage rates have gone up. And so what people have a pre-approval, and a month later they call back, and their rates are 0.5% to 1% higher. So your affordability changes. And, you know, with what the rate increases have been so far this year, I don't want to scare anybody. I just want to give you facts that if a 2% rate increase, if the average new home build is $500,000 and you put 3% down, let's say if you're going to buy a, and if the average purchase price in a home in the country is $350,000, that's the average purchase price. Let's just take the average purchase price of $350,000. Well, 2% on $350,000 is $600 a month difference in payment.
Wow. Wow.
And you'd have to make an extra $10,000 a year to afford the same house that you could 3 months ago.
That is so smart.
And so the craziest thing, Karen, is that people started building a house in December, and they were quoted 2.5, and now they're getting quoted 5.
Mm.
And so so now they haven't got their loan locked yet. And if they're building a new home with a builder and the average sales price is $500,000, that increase is equivalent to having to make an extra $15,000 a year than when you started building the house in December. So not only is your gas going up, home values are going up, rates are going up. You need to lock things in now. If you're trying to get equity out, your credit card rate, as the Federal Reserve increases rates, your credit card rates are going to go from 16 to 24% here pretty quick. You can get a cash out refinance. You can turn equity into cash, pay off your credit cards, reduce those interest rates that are at 20%. You can reduce those rates by up to 75%. Those rates that you're paying, reduce the interest payments. you can, on $30,000 of credit card debt, a lot of people have it, on $30,000 of credit card debt, you might be able to knock out $800 a month in payments or more, just in payments every month. People need that right now.
Absolutely.
It isn't about the benefit. What is the benefit to you? You know, is this going to help you? That's all we want to do. If it's not going to help, you're in a good spot. That's fantastic. We are here to help. Well, we're here to offer a benefit, and we're here to offer options. Give us a call if we can help at TexasLending.com.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, this is it. Thank you so much. I have a million more questions, but we're wrapping up here again. Kevin Miller is the CEO of TexasLending.com. They have so much information if you are in the market, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Karen. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.